Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a parent walking across their toy-filled living room for a glass of water. And now, the California Closets version of that moment. Family room and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
This is WWJ All Local.
A lot of excitement and some nervous butterflies as kids head back to school this morning, and that includes the thousands in the state's biggest school district, Detroit. Let's go live to WWJ's Charlie Langton for more. Charlie, where are you at?
Yeah, there's about 48,000 students in the Detroit public schools, and they're all headed back to school today here in the Detroit public schools. The students are walking into the East English Village Preparatory Academy at Detroit, on the east side, northeast side of Detroit. And one of the students, Ortiz Matthews, he's a senior here, he says that there are some struggles that he's got to get through, but how do you overcome those challenges?
I'll say I'm overcoming it, but I'll really say the crowd that you put yourself in. I have friends that really lift me up at times when I'm struggling on a test, or even then, any life happens. My friends are always there to lift me up. So I say it's really just about the friends that you have here.
Yeah, the 740 students at East English Village Prep, and they're all getting a clap in. Students and teachers and parents and the principal, they're all clapping for the students as they enter the first day of school. Reporting live here on the northeast side of Detroit, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
As Charlie said, it's a big day for students, but also the teachers.
Tracy Weekly is a Young Fives kindergarten teacher at Rosedale Elementary in the Livonia Public Schools. She's been teaching for 20 years, but still gets excited for the start of a new school year.
Yes, every year you still get those butterflies. You get nervous, you get excited. It's always just so exciting to see the new faces that come to you every year.
Weekly says this is the first day for students to report to class, but she's already been hard at work.
Yes, I've been working all week, getting everything ready, getting everything labeled with the names, and getting all of the student materials organized. We're excited to get it going.
Greg Bowman, WWJ News Radio 950.
It's the first of many morning commutes to school, and officials are urging safety on the roads. AAA says they expect to see more pedestrians on the roads now that school is in session. They also urge drivers to be aware that some kids may be driving e-bikes or e-scooters to and from school. The bikes and scooters travel faster than a traditional bike, and it can sometimes catch drivers off guard. Parents are being asked to teach their kids some safe riding habits before they drive the bikes to school. The trade war between the U.S. and Canada is escalating after negotiations collapsed in the final hour.
President Trump has now imposed a 50% tariff on $20 billion of Canadian goods. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says President Trump cannot be trusted.
President Trump is the type of person that would steal your lunch money the first day. He'd steal the toque off your head the second day. And the third day, he'd steal your running shoes.
Starting September 8th, Canada will impose a 50% tariff on U.S. goods. Everything from steel and dairy and clothes to plywood, alcohol, and electronics.
ABC correspondent Rachel Scott. A Detroit police officer is in trouble after he was found passed out in the back seat of a police truck. According to reports, Redford Township Police arrested 28-year-old Jalen Nelson on July 31st near Schoolcraft and Telegraph. The police truck he was inside has its emergency lights activated and was parked on the grass outside a White Castle. Police say Nelson was nearly three times over the legal limit when he was breathalyzed at the police department. Detroit police said Nelson was off duty at the time and was placed on administrative leave. A Dearborn man could see murder charges after allegedly beating a man to death. Dearborn police said the assault happened last Wednesday in a neighborhood near Warren Avenue in Wyoming. When police arrived on the scene, they found a victim badly hurt following an altercation between two family members inside a home. The victim was taken to the hospital. 43-year-old Mohammed Rustam was charged with assault with intent to murder, but then the victim died. The prosecutor's office is expected to authorize more charges. John Skelton, the man accused of murdering his children after their disappearance back in 2010, is back in court today for the start of a preliminary hearing.
Skelton served 15 years for unlawful imprisonment of his three boys, at the time aged 9, 7, and 5, but they were last seen around Thanksgiving of 2010 in Morenci, near the Ohio border, and they were never found. Just last year, a judge declared them legally dead, and as Skelton was set to be released from prison, he was hit with more charges, this time three counts of murder and three counts of tampering with criminal evidence. They kept him in the Lenawee County lockup, and now he's back in court for a preliminary hearing to determine if there's enough evidence to take this to a full trial. The proceedings could take several days. Ryan Recker, WWJ News Radio 950.
The roller coaster at the gas station continues. Gas prices in Michigan are an average of $4.16 per gallon. Now, that is down 11 cents from a week ago, still 85 cents more than this time last year. Compared to last week, Metro Detroit's average daily gas price also decreased slightly. Our average here in Metro Detroit is higher than the state average. It's at about $4.21 per gallon. Ford is opening up some of its history today.
To celebrate today's opening of a new gift shop in the new Ford headquarters, they're giving the public a rare look at some special exhibits. Ford Land President Jim Dobleski says those exhibits focus on Ford Racing, the Lincoln brand, and the company's extensive archives.
To be able to walk through the Ford Racing experience area as well as the Lincoln experience area to really get a sense of those brands and who we are as Ford Motor Company will be really exciting.
While those exhibits are only open today, the gift shop will be open to the public during regular business hours going forward. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast.
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Food banks across the country have seen a surge of demand when the cost of essentials are on the rise.
Steve has been picking up food here in the South Bay at local shelters for months.
Once I get settled in, I want to come out and do stuff for the community too, you know, and help people.
The food insecurity need is currently at record levels in the South Bay, with organizations like Second Harvest and Martha's Kitchen feeding hundreds of thousands of people every month, one in six currently using a food bank. Trish Garcia's with Martha's Kitchen.
But as things start to climb and homelessness gets a little bit worse, food insecurity gets worse, we're going to need people to step up just a little bit more.
More than half the families currently receiving aid say they'll have difficulty paying next month's rent.
Odyssey's Jennifer Hodges. Are you ready for Michigan's fall color season? Yeah, it's already almost here. With September less than 2 weeks away, the state's green leaves will begin to switch into their blazing colors of reds, oranges, and yellows. Foliage in the western UP is projected to be the first to change colors in the second week of September, according to Explore Fall's Michigan Fall Foliage Map. Working southward, the entire state will see leaves change by the first week in October. Leaves across the southern Lower Peninsula will be the last to change, including cities like Lansing, Grand Rapids, and Metro Detroit. The Trump administration proposing an end to a 25-year rule that protects millions of acres of national forest.
The proposed rule would rescind the 2001 Roadless Area Conservation Rule, which currently protects about 45 million acres of forest nationwide. Here in Michigan, that rule covers about 16,000 acres across the Huron and Manistee National Forests in the Lower Peninsula and the Hiawatha and Ottawa National Forests in the UP. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, who was appointed by President Trump to lead the department that oversees the U.S. Forest Service after a career as a corporate lawyer, says removing the rule would give land managers more flexibility to reduce wildfire risks. But environmental research groups are pushing back on that narrative. Research from the Environment America Research and Policy Center found that fewer than 1% of wildfires occur in those protected roadless areas. And another study from the Wilderness Society found that wildfires are more likely to occur within 50 meters of roads. The public has until September 21st to comment on that proposal. Jay Dennis, WWJ News Radio 950.
Meanwhile, Metro Detroiters who spent years or even decades in prison can sometimes have a hard time navigating the digital world. And a new program in Ypsilanti is here to help.
From Prison to Pro, Bridging the Digital Divide was launched this summer by the nonprofit Nation Outside, with weekly meetings held at the Ypsilanti District Library that have drawn hundreds of people who were formerly incarcerated. The program is a digital literacy workshop that's designed to teach skills that many of us take for granted, like using a computer or a smartphone, sending an email, or completing a job application. Nation Outside says technology can often be one of the biggest barriers for people who have spent significant time incarcerated. Luke Sloan, WWJ News Radio 950.
If you're currently looking for a job, there's a reason that you're seeing the same postings for some companies over and over and over again.
That's because those jobs don't exist. They're called ghost jobs, and for some companies, those postings are a pretty standard practice as a way to streamline the process of resume collection and also as a way to generate some positive buzz for the company, especially if it looks like that current company is on a hiring blitz. Those almost daily postings have frustrated job seekers who are now complaining to elected officials. And as a result, legislators in five states, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, New Jersey, New York, and California, are considering new laws that would eliminate or limit ghost job postings entirely. Now, this practice isn't going to go away in the near future, however, as it's believed that one-third of all job postings on popular sites are for ghost jobs, with 17% of companies admitting in a recent survey that 3 out of every 4 jobs that they've posted on those sites didn't exist. Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare, retirement, and getting paid while learning? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mounioncareers.com and start building your future today.